Because if you look at and I may have sent that PDF file to you too. I'm not sure. I think I did. Mm-hmm. But if you look, this is what you're going to find. You're going to get this document. It's a PDF format. And if you look on the back, there's no dates on the back of when I do the program, because I had this thing printed and I didn't put any dates on it, because I can laser print the dates on it. No big deal. So the ones on the PDF, when I get that as a PDF format, I can go into use my little free editor, and I go to that section and I just drop in the dates. And what I sent you has the dates of the program on your PDF file. And every year, I just change the dates to whenever I'm going to do the program. So that's how that works. Let's move over now to page 66. And this is using WinFax Pro. And this is another very simple thing. You'll notice on page 66, this is what you see. In the background here, that's back here, this is a Word document. Here's your Microsoft Word. Everybody familiar with Microsoft Word? Okay. So that's a Microsoft Word document that's pretty, and it's got color logos in there and all this kind of stuff, because you can drop them in. And you can get any kind of logo you want right off the website, so you can get your company's logo right off the website and drop that into your Word document. So you can see behind here, I got a little Access logo that I got off of Microsoft's website, popped it into this document and so on. And now you notice I still have all those names and so forth. I got the name, the fax number, and the email still on my clipboard. So I can drop that in. And WinFax Pro, when you buy WinFax Pro, it automatically puts into Microsoft Word a little icon up here, which is the fax icon. You see it? One of these is a printer. One of those is a fax machine. I don't remember which one's which. But when you get Symantec's WinFax Pro, which you can buy for like $39 or $59 or whatever it is, not very expensive, it automatically adds an icon to Word. So then if you hit that icon, it brings up WinFax Pro, and it will fax whatever you got out to wherever you put the information. So here you can see, here's the person's name, you're faxing it to him, and here's the fax number. You just drop it in there, and bingo, that faxes out immediately. Now, you got to have a phone line connected to your computer. So, you know, you have to have a phone line, and you can have a CompShare little box. If, let's say, you only have one phone line you're making calls on, you can put a little CompShare unit in there, which splits it, and you could run, you know, one line to your phone, one line to the fax, so you could actually, or to the computer, so that, you know, obviously you can't be making calls if you got your fax thing going. It's going to have a separate line, but you could use the same line that you make calls from. And so the phone, actually the way it works is the phone line would go right into the computer, and those fax cards have an output that could go to a handset. So you could have, you know, the phone line going into your computer and then coming out to a handset. So you, when you get off the phone, then you activate this WinFax Pro, and now you can fax something to somebody. So, to me, you know, faxing is going down, you know, because, I mean, you know, we can send people email, you know, with attachments, that's much better, you know, and that's the way normally things would go. But one thing about a fax is they get a piece of paper. I like that. The email, man, if you're like me, I get 300-400 emails a day. And, you know, man, I click the first one and I click the last one. I delete things. And, you know, from time to time, I delete stuff I shouldn't have deleted. If I send you a fax, this thing will sit at the fax machine, you know, and Melissa will come by and she goes, oh, is that for me? No, no. Oh, what is that? You know, so then Melissa looks at it, you know, and then puts it back. And Susan comes over. What's this? Oh, well, that's not for me. You know, but everybody's, you know, a lot of people look at stuff. And, you know, so a piece of paper, somebody has to do something with it, you know, get it to the right person, and whereas emails can be deleted so easily. So that's what kind of worries me, and that's why I like the idea of sending a fax. And with WinFax Pro, you're talking 2 minutes, I can send you a beautiful Word document faxed to your desk, which is fantastic, and I could send you an email, which is really pretty with a lot of logos and colors and all that kind of stuff, and a PDF file attached to it. Which we can make very nicely as well. Okay, are there any comments on that? Now, you could be sitting there saying, oh, I can never fax something out of my computer. You know, believe me, it's not that big deal. Set that up. Very simple to set it up. All you'd have to do is click on that icon and everything happens automatically. And type the fax number into the person's name, bingo, out it goes. Very, very simple to do that. Okay, let's move over now to the flyer design. If we're gonna be sending stuff to people, we can't send them stuff like this. You know, I got customers sending things out to their customers. This is what one company sends out. You just can't send something out like this. Nobody is ever going to read it. They're going to delete it. They're going to throw it away. And you can't send something like this either because it's horrible. There's nothing in here that makes you want to read it. On the other hand, if I pick up the USA Today, man, you know, you start reading this thing automatically. It's just fantastic. You got graphics, you got text, and if you notice, even their headlines are written in lowercase. Just totally amazing.